my name is difficult.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I assume you know how to spell it.
Took me a while.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter?
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated. Please state your name and spell it for the record, please.
Patricia Minkiewicz, M-I-N-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. My husband's Polish, and since I'm from 3047 Deerfield Court Eagle, I'm wearing my red Polish Eagle t-shirt that my husband gave me. Polish Eagle. I really appreciate all the testimony I've heard today. And Mr. Spackman, this is your packet that you asked, you wanted copies of things, right? And I have packets for the two parties. First off,
can we please have a copy?
Yeah, that's the slide.
Well, if I give it to you now, you'll sit there reading it and you won't listen to me. You promise you'll listen?
Yeah, we'll listen. Okay. Listen to all the copies.
Two for you and two for the other.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I have another one. First of all, I've introduced myself and I represent Buckhorn Estate Subdivision and Eagles Area of Impact, which is located on the north side of Beacon Light Road. We have 48 private wells there with 48 homeowners. Those wells were filed and recorded 1993 through 1997. They're all in pretty good shape as they're relatively new. My well itself is being monitored by IDWR. And Dennis, the young man, where is he? There he is, okay. Very nice young man, by the way. They've been monitoring my well, and so far my well has worked well until about last fall. My well is 11 years old, and last fall it started banging around. And Dennis said, whoops. So we called in Koontz Well Drilling in Meridian, and they said, Pat, you've got to put a 20-foot extension on your pump or your well. I don't know the lingo, but I had to pay for a 20-foot extension. Up until last fall, I would say up until January 2008, all was well. So I had pretty good use out of it, but I did have to put a 20-foot extension. That's the history of my well. My first handout is a letter I sent to Dr. Tuttle on April 24. I am a signer of the protest petition, which means I do oppose M3, basically on the issue of water. We live in a high desert, and that is my most major concern. So I do disagree with Mr. Nordstrom's comment that the city of Eagle has more important issues to address than water availability. I have to disagree with that. Without water availability, you're not going to get business to move to Eagle. And you're going to have a lot of unhappy people with dry wells and so on and so forth. We need water. And people need to be assured they're going to have that water longer than when M3 decides to leave the area. That's my feeling. I've told you about my experience at my well, and I'm going to also tell you that there's more to this than just M3. The former city council of Eagle approved thousands of new homes by rezoning. This was during the housing boom. And I know it alienated most of the people already living in West Eagle, including me, because those lots of 2 to 5 acres and 10 acres were all rezoned down to half acre. They could be as small as half acre. Well, you can imagine the public outcry at public hearings. And I was there too. And yet, the council said growth is inevitable. And so the zoning went through, the developers got exactly what they wanted. Now we're talking about a 1,000 house property for Legacy alone out in West Eagle. And there were several other developments approved by that former city council. Total about 3,500 homes, and it's still growing. I'm concerned, and I would think the city of Eagle would be concerned, about the water they're going to need, not only for present needs, but for all those developments that have already been approved. I have not seen city council address this issue at all. I would think the developers of all these large approved home subdivisions would take precedence over M3. I don't know. It's a concern of mine. I'm going to next one. Anyway, those homes that have been approved but not yet built due to the slack of the housing market, those homes will take a lot of water from the aquifer. They will be competing with us with wells, not just M3. So I have a general concern for the city as a whole. I would think the Eagle City would be very concerned about its wells in the future. Okay, that takes care of my first exhibit, which is my letter to Mr. Tuttle. Next one is a guest opinion I had in the paper, high-tech business requirements could mean a water war. Well, that wasn't my headline, so don't get upset. It's been my, after my research, there was absolutely no entity in Idaho that will protect people in the area of impact of Eagle. The city council will not protect our wells. The city of Eagle will not protect our wells. M3's not going to protect our wells. There's nothing written down that anybody's going to take care of us. And it's only hearsay that M3 will look after us. It's only hearsay. Nothing is written down. Now, I have this beautiful M3. What's this? It's beautiful. A flyer advertisement. And I take issue with what Mr. Bastian said in his testimony. Mr. Bastian mentioned that M3 would need to prove that they have adequate water for their subdivision and that there would be adequate water in the Eagle community. That's not written down. What I heard at all the public hearings with the former city council was that, and I quote M3 must provide evidence that adequate water to serve M3 Eagle has been secured prior to the start of construction. Nowhere have I heard or read anything that M3 Eagle must provide evidence that there must be adequate water for the Eagle community, which is present and in the future. And that's why I predict a real water tug of war. Not enough is written down. Too much was assumed by that former city council. There is no way to protect the Eagle City wells, and there's no way to protect my subdivision's wells. That's my take on it. I would like to see this word, this change, to say, provide evidence that adequate water to serve M3 Eagle has been secured, as well as providing evidence that the future and present needs of the city of Eagle adequate water be preserved, whatever. And that's something I, you know, I'm not an expert, but I read that. And it seems to me that when the former city council approved this M3, growth is inevitable, not a problem. As I said, I'm concerned about water. When this was approved, the public hearings were packed, and I have, quite frankly, have to tell you that a lot of people in public testimony on the record did not agree with Senator DeBastian's motion to approve the M3 project. And in my mind, his testimony is biased. That's just in my mind, my opinion only. And I also believe, as do many other people in Eagle who testified at those hearings, that too much faith was put into the M3 water data. The city of Eagle did not, to my knowledge, look for outside water experts. They accepted totally the M3 paid experts' opinion. So that's all I have to go on. On the back of one of your flyers, which has this is really very slick and nice, by the way. The water uses for the city of Eagle, which will be used by M3, They're going to have about 7,000 houses. There's going to be 245 acres of commercial, so on. There's a lot of landscaping involved there. Several schools and landscaping, one park, five community parks, and other neighborhood parks. That all involves landscaping. I don't think it involves gravel. Landscaping takes water. There's going to be at least one golf course. That takes grass. I'm not sure yet about the hotel. I've heard conflicting opinions on that. All right, that takes care of that handout which I gave you. And then the other handout is this guest opinion, and I'll just briefly say that Mr. Brownlee at the IDWR hearings incorrectly asserted on the record that 2,400 or so current individual wells in the Eagle area of impact where I live are protected by the IDWR or some other entity such as Ada County. Well, that is absolutely not true. And yet Mr. Bastion over here says that M3 will take care of us. It will take care of the community. I don't know who to believe. I'm also very, very concerned about Eagle in its efforts to attract businesses, economic structure, more jobs. Well, let me tell you this. If M3 gets those water rights, there will be a tug of war between the City of Eagle wells for present and future needs. There'll be a pull from M3 for what it's been approved for, and there'll be a tug from the area of impact, all the wells. That's going to turn off a lot of economic businesses. They see there's a water war. They need water to run a business. High-tech businesses need lots of water. My husband's a physicist, and he says, Pat, tell him that. High-tech takes a lot of water. Now, maybe we have to go away from high-tech, I don't know. But if we're going to attract a business community, we have to be able to tell those people, yes, there's plenty of water for everybody. And I've attended the meeting here on May 29, and it's the only one I did attend. That's the one with Dr. Ralston was here and refuted, in my mind, refuted the end-all testimony from M3 so-called experts. And that's okay. Panel agree and everything. And I really question why the City of Eagle, I question why they did not question paid experts by M3. There should have been a third party. Thank goodness IDWR is having these hearings. We're finally getting some outside third opinions. The people who were at those public hearings in Eagle have been vindicated. And I'm very pleased about that. We have four new city councilmen now. They're on standby watching what's going on here. Whether they agree or not with the former city council, I don't know. But we're not getting their input, are we? All right, that takes care of that third, what's that? And finally, the gentleman who testified just before me, I think he mentioned something about Arizona. I could be wrong. But I have here a copy of the current Arizona Department of Water Resources, Assured Water Supply Program summary. Now, granted, Arizona is a real desert. It's a real high desert here. But Arizona apparently knows what it has and doesn't have in its aquifer. And that's a third-party opinion. And they have assured water supply rules for developers, subdivision requirements. They must assure a water supply. It's just amazing here how strict it is. And I don't know if IDWR has this kind of a water document, which is handed to developers. They must take responsibility, not a city, the developers. This document is between developers and the Arizona Department of Water. And I don't know if I don't know who has something like this. But I'm going to include it in Mr. Your packet. You got it? So I read this and I shuddered. I said, I don't really know that Idaho's has this kind of criteria. It's scary. But until I personally, and my subdivision personally know what that aquifer has, I have to protest M3. There's no one looking out for me or my subdivision. There's no one looking out for the area of impact. So I have to protest because no one's looking after us. And who's looking after the city of Eagle Wells? I don't know. I just don't believe in experts who are paid by someone seeking water rights. I can't. And I think you can understand why. If you were in my position, would you? Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Important questions.
I'm not an expert.
Well, I appreciate your time and your effort putting that together in your testimony tonight. No further questions.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Smith, questions?
I have none.
Mr. Edwards?
I have no questions. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Lauren?
Thank you.
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. I have one question about cleanup. I have several documents that were handed to me. These go beyond a personal statement.
All right.
The letter, I think, has come in previously, and we've been receiving those kinds of documents. I have other documents here. One is a guest opinion, apparently written by Ms. Mankiewicz. And I have at least, I think, an excerpt from M3 document.
Yes, it's from yours.
And a document was printed, at least represented to me, from our counterpart in Arizona, Water Resources Agency. So, what of this? You want me to receive this in evidence that Ms. Mankiewicz?
Yes, because my testimony is based on what's in there, but that's totally your call, Mr. Smith.
Any objections, Mr. Faraday? Or Mr. Lawrence, I'm sorry.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we'd object to the information contained in the Assured Water Supply Program summary from Arizona Department of Water Resources. It's still relevant to the M3 water right application.
It does refute the previous testimony from that journal.
We don't object to the parts of the M3 Eagle brochure that are contained, but we do object to the notations, handwritten notations made regarding water usage. For example, it says there will be water usage involved with the regional park. I don't believe that that's been determined or included in this water right application.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
No, I think we're...
You're done?
Well, I guess you can argue about the admissibility or the non-admissibility of the assured water supply document that you presented, and I need to rule on the objection. Comment on this if you wish.
I just thought that would be of interest because the gentleman said that, unless I misunderstood him, that there'd be plenty of water. And Arizona doesn't believe there's plenty of water. And we shouldn't just agree with them through that there's going to be plenty of water. But I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
All right. What I will do is I'll accept the first three documents.
Okay.
We'll not take into account the handwritten portions. And Ms. Mankiewicz, I am aware, just because of my interaction with people from Arizona, on some of
right.
what they have done there. And I think there actually was some testimony by Mr. Brownlee early on about the way in which in previous developments by Mr. Brownlee and his associates, how they have had to comply with these requirements. So there's been some testimony in reference to it.
Okay.
And I don't see that there's a problem with this. I think it probably irrelevant as far as the law is concerned, because we have to apply Idaho's law
right.
to these particular circumstances. But I'll allow it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Any other public witnesses? Okay, let's take a 15-minute break. We'll be back about 3:30.